Google Glass may well become the next must-have digital device. The small computer, which you wear like eyeglasses, lets you surf the web, email, text, take photos, shoot and stream live video, and a whole lot more, all hands-free. For now, Google Glass is in very limited release, but one group eager to get their hands on it, people who work in politics. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
I've been covering big, crowded political events of all kinds for a long time. Conventions, campaign rallies, caucuses, committee meetings. But at this month's Conservative Political Action Conference, I encountered something I'd not seen before. An activist working the bustling hallways wearing Google Glass.
My name is Peter Aldefonso. I'm from Severna Park, Maryland, originally right outside of Annapolis. I got involved with Republican politics there.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
About to turn 26 there, yeah.
And you're wearing your Google Glass?
I am. I'm wearing Google Glass. I'm a software developer by trade. So I'm trying to figure out a way activists can use it in the field.
Aldefonso works for a nonprofit called the Leadership Institute that trains young conservatives. He refers me to an online webinar that features two members of their team discussing Google Glass. Here they talk of its uses as a tool to capture video of the opposition at public events and rallies. They cite its advantages over a cell phone camera.
To capture more footage, to move around more freely without being as obvious, because having this on my face, I can do so many different things.
Yeah.
But when you have a cell phone sticking out.
Yeah.
The webinar goes on for better than a half hour. Meanwhile, digital strategists on the Democratic side are also studying how to take advantage of Google Glass. Betsy Hoover, a veteran of President Obama's presidential campaigns, is with the group called 270 Strategies.
I do think that wearable technology, Google Glass being kind of the front runner of that right now, is fascinating.
It could make it easier to communicate more seamlessly with campaign workers. Someone at headquarters, for example, could send a message to the screen of a volunteer standing on a porch somewhere, knocking on a door, or watch a live video stream of volunteers talking to voters, depending on privacy laws, of course. Then there's social media. The 2012 Obama campaign used Twitter and Facebook to connect supporters with one another. Hoover says those sites became even more important because people could access them on their smartphones. Now comes Google Glass.
This really takes us to the next level. They don't even have to pull their phone out of their pocket. They don't have to, you know, unlock it and go to the app that they want. Rather, that experience is layered right on top of what they're doing when they're walking around, when they're reading street signs, when they're waiting for the bus.
And she says a Google Glass wearer may even be able to receive information about a rally nearby or volunteer opportunities, all based on their location at any moment.
You know, people are instantly available. And that's really exciting in terms of what campaigns and elected officials can do, I think.
Daniel Kreese, a professor at the University of North Carolina, studies the impact of evolving technology on political campaigns.
Ways in which folks who are involved in politics can share their firsthand experiences of being involved in politics with their wider social networks, I think would be very valuable for campaigns. And potentially, it would also encourage folks who might be disengaged and less interested in politics to get more involved.
Kreese cautions, though, that since Google Glass isn't available to the general public yet, it's not yet known if it will take off commercially, something that would be necessary for it to be a hit in the political world. He suggests that it's most likely that it will help campaigns get even better at the basics,
which is making voter contacts and monitoring the opposition, whether it's on the campaign trail or whether it's making a contact with a voter at the doorstep or at a party convention.
Don't look for Google Glass to play a big role in this year's elections. Recall that in 2008, Twitter was around, but not a big deal. By 2012, both major presidential campaigns had Twitter war rooms. Google Glass might one day have a story like that of its own. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.